West Virginia AG threatens to sue Biden administration over gun control orders. By Joshua Kaplan on April 8, 2021. West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, R., has threatened to sue the Biden administration after President Joe Biden unveiled a series of gun control orders Thursday. Defending the Second Amendment remains one of the most important priorities for the West Virginia Attorney General's office. I will not allow the far left to run roughshod over our citizens' gun rights. If President Biden follows through on his proposals, we will be in court very quickly, Morrissey said in a statement. Gun violence and the senseless death attributed to it should pain all Americans. However, the evil acts of a select few should never be a catalyst for stripping the lawful masses of their constitutional rights, especially their right to self-defense and to bear arms. Earlier Thursday, Biden ordered the Department of Justice to write laws requiring background checks for homemade ghost guns. Additionally, the president requested the DOJ develop a model for red flag laws for states as a possible guideline. He also announced the nomination of gun control advocate David Shipman to head up the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF. The idea is just bizarre to suggest some of the things we are recommending is contrary to the Constitution, Biden said in his Rose Garden speech. Gun violence in this country is an epidemic, the president continued, before calling the matter an international embarrassment. The job of any president is to protect the American people, whether Congress acts or not, the president added. I'm going to use all the resources at my disposal to keep the American people safe from gun violence. But there's much more that Congress can do to help that effort. Morrissey is not the only Republican attorney general who has signaled opposition to Biden's gun control push. Last month, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, R., pledged to protect Texans' Second Amendment rights after Biden renewed his call for Congress to pass legislation aimed at banning assault weapons in the wake of the deadly Boulder, Colorado, grocery store shooting. Ahmaud Alalawi Alyssa murdered 10 people in Boulder, Colorado. Biden immediately called for a ban on assault weapons. Dems enthusiastically agree. Let me be clear, as long as I'm AG, the left will never be allowed to infringe on Texans' 2A rights, Paxton tweeted at the time.